Hi, this is Pirate Davy Jones. Tonight I'm with Pirate Maddie, and we are at Soma San Diego speaking with Pistolita, a San Diego band. Happy to be with them this evening. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
First question I'll ask you is, what's your story, and why did you choose to name your band this?
Growing up in San Diego, we're so close to the border, so close to Mexico, you know, that the culture just sort of is, you know, intertwined so much with how San Diego is and how we grew up. And so Pistolita just seemed like an obvious fit to me. Like, I was always really into the Spanish language and using Spanish words and songs. And one of the first songs that we wrote was a song called Bang Bang, and it was a word in the song, so it just sort of stuck from there.
So when you look back on your lives, right, are there any regrets that you have? Is there anything that you'd like to get off your chest these days?
That's a ballsy question. Yeah. An equally ballsy answer. And because I don't think my ex will listen to this,
I'm gonna go there,
dude.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I met a girl at the same time that we started the band, and then as our relationship grew, so did the band, and our paths just went in different directions. We ended up getting married, and she went to the Air Force, and I started doing the band thing. And then over the summer, it came to a head, and on Warped Tour, we broke it off. And I wouldn't say that I regret it, but I definitely would have done things differently knowing what I know now.
Wow. On a lighter note, I wish I would have played varsity soccer. I mean, I don't know. I can't really think of anything. I mean, there's a lot of, like, fucked up shit that I've done, but I mean, like, you know, I don't really know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now. It's kind of making me nervous.
I would take nothing back, because I've only been in the band about 2 weeks, so there's not much I've done that I regret. So far, everything's been positive and excellent, so.
Yes. Good for you, man.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you could be invisible for a day, what would you do and why?
Nothing gross, guys.
Nothing gross. Yeah, ask Corey. Corey, I think Corey is a good
idea. If I was invisible for an entire day, I'd probably try to take as much money as I could.
Yeah.
Because I'm poor, and most of us are poor, and money's a good thing to have these days. So
yeah, you need it.
I think we all need it.
Yeah.
I don't know, being invisible, that's kind of like, it's a double-bladed sword, because if you're walking down the street and a car obviously is not going to see you, there's not many places you could possibly go.
But you can see the car.
Oh, yeah. Well, true, but I mean, like, if something's coming close to you and you don't know, you bump into someone, it's going to raise a lot of weird questions.
But if you're invisible, aren't you, like, you're not bumping into things? Aren't you
just... Right, can cars go through
you? Have you ever seen
Hollow
Man?
Wait, are you talking about going through you or just not being able to be seen?
Not being able to be seen.
So you're not invincible.
Robert Bank sounds pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
It's pretty red.
I'd probably take something
noble.
Really sweet from the
very noble. What are you gonna do? Cure cancer? Just because you're invisible?
Yeah.
I mean, like, what noble thing can you do? Just because you're invisible.
I wouldn't do too much. I'd pull light pranks.
Yeah.
Light pranks.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, sure you would.
My brother's pants wouldn't stay on the entire day.
Not the whole day.
Probably play an acoustic show. Just have an acoustic
guitar
just floating.
Whoa. Floating? That'd
be trippy. Mm.
That's
a good question.
I like that question.
Where do you get most of your inspiration from?
Just the bands that we listen to. I mean, musically, we all have similar tastes, and so whenever somebody discovers a new band, they definitely turn it on to the rest of us, and I think we can all take inspiration from the same places for the most part.
Yeah, we're in a van together most of the year, so we pretty much hear the same things and kind of have the same opinions, so.
Are we talking musical inspiration only, or just, like, things that inspire you?
Yeah, I mean, well, like, whatever you do on a day-to-day basis pretty much, like, inspires whatever you do. Like, the people you hang out with and the people you talk to and, you know, what you do, what you eat, your animals, my dog, my cat. They all inspire me.
We'll be right back.
If you could spend a day with any person, who would it be and what questions would you ask that person?
I'd want to hang out with God or Jesus. Jesus, yeah. Not from like a religious standpoint, but I just want to know, like, you know, talk to him. If he is real, you know, like that kind of stuff.
I'd go with probably like John Lennon or Dylan, yeah. You know?
I mean,
I agree.
That's, I mean, just because a million people would agree with me doesn't make it any different for me. Maybe I'm just like a typical person, but I would definitely like to hang out with him, get a dog, eat it. I mean, a hot dog, not a, you know, like a living animal. There's a lot of questions I would ask him. You know, I'd ask him a lot of questions about the music industry, how it differs from today.
I'd want to hang out with James Brown, just because he just recently passed away, and I had an opportunity to see him, and I passed it up, and I kick myself every time I think about it, because now I'm never going to see him again, and I just love his music and his work ethic in the music industry, and I would just love to talk to him and just, you know, see what his life was like. I think I got into him way too late into his career. So that's definitely the musical person I'd want to meet. Other than him, I'd really like to hang out with Emma Watson. She plays Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter movies. And I'd like to ask her if she will marry me, pretty much.
When she turns 18, yeah.
Hey, that's it's coming up. I believe her birthday's on April 15th. Just passed, so not that I would know. But yeah, definitely. Please marry me. Okay.
You marked the calendar, right?
I marked it.
I don't know who I'd want to meet, really. Probably, somebody from the Beatles would have been great. I mean, you know, living, not living.
It's pretty cliche.
Right. Like I said. That's why, I mean, you said it, and, you know, it's kind of hard not to say it. They know a lot.
You'd probably like to meet Steve Madden, probably.
John Madden?
I mean, John Madden, sorry.
The shoe guy?
Sorry, I meant that. I'm not really,
I love his game. John Madden knows what's up. You know?
So, you guys have some Warped Tour dates coming up. Are you excited? And do you have any thoughts on the tour?
Warped Tour is really grueling for bands in a van, which is what we're going to be doing again this year. And we have Dave in the band now, and he's been such a positive influence on all of us, you know, since he's been in the band. Yeah. It sort of re-energized us as a band, because we've had to deal with so much crap lately, that I feel a lot better about it now with him in the band than we did before, because I know that we'll be able to keep our heads on straight and not freak out.
Stuff was a lot more, like, pessimistic last Warped Tour, kind of like really easy to get down, because you pretty much have a gap, you know, but you play for a half hour, otherwise you're sweating and loading, you know, really long distances, taking your equipment, you know, and just, it's just kind of like a bummer. But Dave here, yeah, like you said, he's like a really kind of like a uplifting man. He's really,
and on the upside, you know, Warped Tour is definitely what you make of it.
Yeah,
and it is a lot like summer camp for bands, and so you can have a lot of fun if you stay positive and you just don't mind.
And there's like
the filth.
Yeah, and there's so many like of your friends there, like in other bands, and you get to meet new people, and it's, I mean, every day is like a new day, like as far as like there's just so many different people to meet and talk to, so it's fun, but it sucks at the same time.
If any one of you, or all of you, had one wish that is certain to come true, what would you wish for?
I'd personally just wish to be completely satisfied with the new album once it's done. First thing I thought of when you asked the question was, for it to be really successful, but more importantly, like, we have to all love it before anything else happens, because you have to play those songs for, you know, years to come, and so if you're not 100% on it, it's not going to translate to the audience every night, and that's what's most important to me. So,
I really want this record that we're working on now. I'd really like, I'd really just like all of our friends to like really like the album, because I think that all of our friends have really good taste in music, and it'd be great to have our friends like being like ecstatic over our record, because it's not that they didn't like the last record, but it'd be great if this next record was like what they listened to for a long time.
I mean, I guess my wish would be to be able to, like, kind of like band related, to be able to make the band like a full-time living, and to be able to support like a family, and to have a house and a car by like doing the thing you like the most, you know? So that'd be my wish.
I think he definitely took my answer before I had a chance to say it, and that like my wishes would be to be able to do what I love and be able to not make, you know, millions and millions of dollars. I mean, that'd be awesome, but like not just to be able to live off that, just to be able to, you know, to be able to live a simple life doing what you love to do and what is your passion. My passion is doing music. My passion is being able to get up on stage and play for people who, you know, honor and respect what you do and love what you do, and there's a mutual respect there. And I think I now have the opportunity to do that with Pistolita, just because these guys are so, you know, so established, and the music is so amazing, and the guys are so awesome that like it feels more real now than it ever did before. And I think that really drives home the fact that's my wish. That's what I really want to happen. So,
what are your two favorite songs to play live?
Probably is different for each one of us. Yeah. You know, personally, my favorites are Panic and then recently Killjoy. Those are my two favorite from the record. Panic, I just love it because, you know, I got a lot of cool piano stuff that I like to play. And Killjoy is just a song that we've brought back recently and started playing live. Tonight will be the first time we played it live in a long time. And I have a lot of fun playing it in practice. I just think it's fun.
Killjoy, Space Boy, fighting off pernicious comets out in acid wars. And if we die, at least we tried. And in that time, please bury me in clouds of war.
Pity Refrain and Panic. They're both kind of like intense, like epic songs, sort of, and I get to sing on them, so that's fun.
I really like playing Killjoy. It was really one of the first songs that popped, like just really stuck in my head from the album, because Corey met up with me and he gave me the album about 2 or 3 days before I auditioned with the band, so I listened to it a couple times to try and learn it, and it was just one of those songs that just stuck in my head, and I just really, really loved it, and I love playing it. It's fun, it's upbeat, and yeah, I just think it's great. And am I allowed to talk about Swings, even though it's not like a technically a Pistolita song yet?
Yeah.
We have a work in progress song called Swings, and it's really Connor's baby, and you can tell that he took a long time, you know, musically and lyrically on it, and I think it's great. I think it's great. I love it. Lyrically, it really blew me away. It really kind of, it really is completely different from the album in terms of what the song is about. And it just really stuck with me. And it's not quite a full band song yet. And I'm really looking forward to arranging it to its full stage potential. So, yeah, that'll be my, like, one of my first hurdles to tackle, I guess.
I really like playing Panic a lot. I mean, we made that song a long time ago, and that song's always been really fun to play. It's kind of a marathon, and that's what I like about it. And I also really like to play a song called Benny Accident, we also call Big Shot. It starts with a drum, so that's probably why I like it a lot.
We were talking about it, like, too, ever since Dave's been in the band. Like, it's like a fresh set of ears. Like, you know, we were getting sick of the songs because we played them, you know, nonstop for the past year or more. And he, like, came in super stoked to, like, play all the songs and, like, just gave us, like, reassurance that, like, you know, all these songs that are on the record are good songs. And, like, we were just really, like, we're really excited to play now. We haven't played for 5 months, and tonight's, like, the first show. And, I don't know, kind of, like, gave us a
fresh start again.
Fresh start, yeah.
So what's the last thing you bought?
Personal item?
Like, you're talking, like, anything or, like, a big, like, over $50
anything
purchase? Because, I mean, if the last thing we bought, that'd be boring. Like, I bought, like, what did
true
I buy?
Oh!
Like, last, like, item, like, the, like, let's say over $50.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, sure.
I know,
change the question, Justin.
I don't buy a lot of things, so I can definitely remember the last thing I bought. my parents gave me some money as an investment in the band to buy some recording equipment to record new songs, and that's what we've been using to track the songs that are going to end up being on the new album. And so it's a laptop and some recording stuff, some mics and things. And I'm really glad that I bought those, because it's so much more important than a pair of jeans or whatever the
hell else I would have bought with it.
Working at Starbucks, I don't make a lot of money, and especially since I have rent and you know, I'm going to start making van payments and all that kind of stuff and a phone bill. I don't buy a lot of things, but I'd like to plug Sony because I recently bought a PSP, and it's awesome. It's really rad. It's got, you know, games and toys and bells and whistles. It has nothing to do with music, but, like, oh, it's rad. I love it.
I don't even remember the last thing I bought that was over $50.
Probably gas.
Yes. Yeah, I probably filled up my tank in my F-150 with a camper shell, and that was probably well over $50.
It's about a $100 tank, right?
Yeah, totally, yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's only rent. Rent was the last thing I spent money on.
Drag the death machine, we don't care, we don't care, we won't see monsters, monsters.
So if you owned a piece of land, do you own it all the way to the center of the earth?
That's a great question.
I'm going to go with yes, because if you own the land and strike oil, it's your oil, and that's under the earth, right? I mean, right? So, I mean, like, you've got to own several layers down.
I mean, how far down?
I don't know how far down. That's kind of a gray area, because I'm not going
to
claim that.
All the way
I own
down to the center.
To the core.
Where the dinosaurs
I own that,
live.
That magma is mine.
Yeah.
Do you remember that book?
It goes down to a point, a focal point.
Do you remember the book with the bus that went to the center of the earth?
Yeah, Magic School Bus? School Are you joking?
Yeah. I like that a lot.
It was red.
You definitely do, and so therefore your land kind of just goes down to a point.
It's like a cone.
It is a cone shaped.
It's a cone land.
Land owning process.
An upside down pyramid, if you will.
Yeah.
And we will.
Indeed.
When we buy something someday.
We need to buy some land.
We rent a cone shaped portion.
we rent cone land
right
now.
There's a house on it in a garage where we practice.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't made much use out of the
magma,
the lower part of the cone.
Because we can't reach it.
No,
nobody can reach it, really. So we would use it if we could.
I once read a magazine cover. I believe it was Cosmo. And,
ooh,
yeah.
No, I'm more of an L man. I'm not going to lie. I read L because Kieran Atley's on the cover a lot, so I read that all the time.
What I read on it, what the cover read was, I punctured his thigh with my stiletto. Any thoughts on that?
That happens. That's all I'm going to say is if you get a girl that's down for whatever, hey, then I'm down for whatever.
Yeah.
Stilettos are hot. No, that's real, all right?
Stilettos are weapons. I'm creeped out by it. It's not like a turn-on thing for me at all, stilettos.
Yeah.
I'd much rather see some very cushy flip-flops.
See, I'm not down with the rocket dogs.
Some sneakers.
I don't like
you know, flats. Those type of things. I mean, there's a lot of great shoes out there. You don't have to wear stilettos. It's not really necessary.
Yeah. Keds. I like Keds.
Keds. You know, some Stride Rites.
Jellies.
Jelly.
Down with the jellies.
No.
No?
Yeah, the jellies.
Dude, the purple clear ones? Come on. They're rad root. Whatever. They're cool. But no. All I'm going to say is I'm not going to judge a girl by what kind of shoes that she wears. That's all I'm putting out there.
Right. When you get old, is there one song that you want people to remember you by? Doesn't have to be your own.
Yes. And I hope I write it soon. I mean, that's sort of something that goes over in your mind, and being in a band and being, you know, people who write songs, is you want to write the song that people remember you for.
Yeah.
And
you always want to progress and, like, make something better than what you made before. So it's like, you know,
as of right now, I can't say that any of the songs, you know, in our roster are the song that would define me the best, you know. But hopefully someday there is one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd hate to be remembered for a song that someone else wrote or someone else like. So when you say, like, a song that someone's going to remember me by, even though it's not, you know, like, I don't know. That just sounds not so good. I don't want to be remembered for something someone else did. I mean, there's a lot of songs that I love, songs that, you know, that I just absolutely adore and that I think kind of help me gain focus in certain spots of my life. Like, you know, breakup songs. I mean, everyone's got those, but I hate to be remembered for one that I didn't have a part of.
I really like this Pedro Line song called Slow and Steady Wins the Race. Like, I really, I mean, aside from, like, a band standpoint, like, if I, like, could have one song playing, like, all the time, like, if I had to have one song, this is a new question, but if I had to have one song playing all the time, it would probably be that one.
Like a theme song?
Yeah, if it's like,
theme song.
If there was, like, a song that went on in my head, like, nonstop, and you had to have one, I'd pick that song, probably.
I don't know, I haven't heard it yet. I don't know.
It's yet to be written.
Right, I don't know.
Okay, so as a general rule, we ask the musicians, artists, or activists that we deal with do their best impression of a pirate. Are any one of you able to do that?
Of a pirate?
He does the best impressions. You do the best one. By far. I'm awful.
Yeah, I'm so bad.
Wait, do your meatwad impression. I know this is kind of embarrassing, but please do it. It's really funny.
Arr! I'm a pirate, you know what I mean?
I can do a decent Christopher Walken, but I think most people can.
Let me hear it.
So I can do a Christopher Walken as a pirate.
Right.
Like, arr, fellas, look, you take the treasure, you bury it on the sand. We're not going to use it to buy things. That's not how it works. All right, look, you take the treasure, you bury it. All right, let's set to sea. Let's go. Come on, fellas.
Well done, dude.
Now.
That was really good. Wow.
Excellent.
Wow. Excellent. Fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Why do they bury the treasure? I'm sorry. Shouldn't they use it to buy things? I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Buried treasure. That's not. Why do pirates bury treasure?
They're looking for
what,
the treasure.
No. Why?
Okay.
Someone answer that for me.
No, I will, man.
This isn't even a question.
I will. It is. It's a valid
Please,
question.
Later.
Here it is. Isn't it like the families that die that take them their treasures?
No.
What is that?
This is what happens.
Spend that shit.
When they plunder and rape and pillage.
Right.
Then they have all this treasure. I don't think they want to keep it on the boat because, you know, what if boat sinks or something? I mean, it's going down. So they bury it until they're back on land again, and then that's when they spend it on, you know, iPods.
Thanks a lot, all of you. Once again, this is Pirate Davy Jones and Pirate Maddie with PiratePods.com with Pistolito tonight at Soma San Diego. I see that they all wore their best pants tonight for this show. Have a good night. Thank you.